Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I want to talk about making recipe adjustments so that you have a dish that's a little bit healthier than what would have happened if you use all the original ingredients. So when you're lighting up a recipe and thinking about making it a bit healthier so you can still enjoy your family favorites, this is what you want to consider. You want to glance through the ingredients and look at any that you might be able to reduce the amount. For example, can you cut back on the salt or the sugar in a particular recipe? Or could you substitute with a healthier alternative? So instead of using, let's say, a fatty sour cream, could you use a non-fat Greek yogurt as a replacement in the recipe? Or could you just, frankly, omit the ingredient? And in a lot of recipes, you can just keep out the salt. That's an easy one to just discard completely. And by the way, if you let go on 1 teaspoon of salt, you let go on 2,300 milligrams of sodium. And then also look at the cooking technique that is used in the particular recipe. If it calls for frying, could you bake it? So a good example are meatballs. A lot of times when you're making meatballs from scratch, you would actually fry them. You would cook them in a little bit of oil. But you know what? I make my meatballs, put them on a nonstick baking sheet, and I bake them in the oven. It's actually a really fast way to brown them up. So today I want to talk about a family favorite, well, one of my family favorites, and that's meatloaf. It's just one of those comfort foods. You know, at the end of a busy day, you might want to have a nice pan of meatloaf. But boy, have you looked at the ingredients recently? Some of them are extremely unhealthy, and there are ways to lighten it up and to make it full of some really great nutrition. So these are the usual culprits, if you will. Hamburger, and for many folks, they're getting an 80-20 mix, which means 20% of that mix is fat. It's cheaper, but you're paying for more fat. Also, breadcrumbs or white bread cubes will be used to kind of give some thickness to it. Eggs are usually used as a binder, often a tomato or ketchup product, and then salty herbs and seasonings might be part of the recipe. So this is for you to consider next time you make meatloaf, how you might lighten it up. First step, can you get the leanest ground beef? I know it's a little pricier, but you're getting more meat and less fat that you're just going to drain off anyways. So let me give you this comparison. 80% beef with 20% fat, lean beef and 20% fat, has almost 300 calories for a 4-ounce serving and 18 grams of fat. You switch it down to the leanest ground beef, you drop down to less than 200 calories and only 7 grams of total fat. You've cut that fat less than half. Now, let's go a step further and use ground turkey, which is a blend of white meat and dark meat. And you take that fat to about 15 grams of total fat. So it's very similar to the higher fat ground beef, but the saturated fat is cut to less than half. That's a pretty key point. And then have you seen in the supermarket that there is ground turkey breast? That's just the breast meat, no skin. It is almost fat-free. For that same serving size, it's only 125 calories, 1 gram of fat, and no saturated fat. So my preference, ground turkey breast. Are you kidding? Saving all those calories. Okay, so for the binder in there, you can easily use egg whites or egg beaters. You can just pitch the yolk and use the whites of your eggs, or you can get a commercial product. You can, in place of white breadcrumbs or white bread, use cooked barley, brown rice, or even dry oats. Those are a nice filler in the meatloaf. And then there is no salt added, tomato sauce instead of that salty ketchup, and an 8-ounce can works perfectly for a meatloaf that's based on 1 pound of ground beef. And then have you ever thought of adding some different or interesting vegetables to your meatloaf so you actually have a serving of vegetable in every slice? Okay, these are the ones that I love to use, and I'll just saute them up first in a little bit of olive oil. Shredded zucchini, spinach, baby spinach, onions or shallots, grated carrots, mushrooms. Those are all wonderful mixed into the meatloaf mixture. And then for something a little different, sun-dried tomatoes, just chop those up and those add a lovely flavor. And then in herbs and seasonings department, just skip the ones that are based on salt, like onion salt, garlic salt, flavored salt, because you want to delete that sodium. And instead use minced garlic, onion powder, garlic powder, Italian seasonings, herbs and spices that don't have a salt base. Those are wonderful. You can totally change around your meatloaf, have it extremely colorful, very healthy. Your family will love it. And you've cut the calories in probably less than half. Can't beat that. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your meat eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said.